SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you. Special show today as we bring up that important subject of career in the trades. And especially right now, we are desperately looking for people. The Help Wanted sign is hanging out at Cortez Construction as well as it is everywhere around Western New York, as I'm sure you've seen. But particularly noteworthy is the lack of real focus on directing young people into careers in the trades. And it starts in the homes, in your homes, as you talk to your children about careers. And then, of course, in the high schools, as the teachers and administrators direct our students into careers. And it seems to me there's always a focus on directing people to college, and not everybody is always suited for that. And I've got special guests in studio. John Hulley is the owner of Hulley Woodworking Company. John is also a volunteer at the Society of the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts, a program that was formulated with the idea of re-engineering people in their work abilities from where they perhaps were working before into careers in the trades. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And we're going to learn about your business and about your background today on air. And our regular guest on this subject matter is an employee at Cortez Construction, Tyler Samer, who we met here at WBN, and he was on the other side of the glass and as my producer, and we learned about his story, which differs from John in that Tyler is, air quotes, overeducated.
Slightly.
And John, you actually had a focus of wanting to get into trades as a young man.
Correct.
Yeah. So let's start with that. Tell us what your mindset was as a young person, and how did you know so young that you wanted to work with your hands?
It was very interesting. My mother tells stories about when I was a kid that I would take my toys apart, and sometimes I was able to put them back together. Most of the time I wasn't. And when I think I was about 11, this is 1971, furniture refinishing was all the craze, and my father said something about refinishing some furniture in our bedroom, a cheap bedroom set that we had. And several years before, I was, as a kid, playing with invisible ink. You remember lemon juice on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
And you hold it over a lamp, and it shows up.
We're showing our age now.
Yeah, yes, we are. Well, of course, the lamp was too slow, so I used a cigarette lighter.
Uh-oh.
The paper caught on fire. I threw it out of my hand. It went under the dresser and caught the dresser on fire.
Oh, boy.
And I'm running back and forth in the bathroom with Dixie cups of water, throwing them on the fire. My parents smoked, so they never even smelled it. They opened the window. Remember back then we used Lysol for everything. Sprayed Lysol on everything. They never knew. So typical kid's way of thinking, when my dad said he was going to refinish furniture, our bedroom set, I figured, oh, my God, he'll see that it was burnt and he'll know I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'd like to try it. So I wound up stripping and refinishing that bedroom set. That's kind of how I got started.
How old were you
then? I think I was 11.
Wow. So that's a really super young age to get a sense of where you wanted to go in your as a career path. And I think probably that's, you know, of where we get misdirected is maybe if you hadn't really absorbed that passion and you had been guided in school by an administrator who was eager to have his statistics look good for people that went to college. I mean, you ended up going to college, but it maybe would have been in a different direction.
It would have been in a completely different direction. The school system that I went to, I didn't grow up in Buffalo. I grew up a small steel town outside of Pittsburgh called McKeesport. And the school district was very poor.
Mm-hmm.
My education was crap. I mean, it was very poor. I'm self-taught in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I was bored in school because it was taught to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
I mean, pick the worst local school here, and that's what it was like for me 40 years ago.
Which is an interesting point unto itself, because I think the better school systems have more of a focus on their statistics looking good, therefore wanting to encourage more students to go to college, and there's this trend to avoid the trades as a worthy profession.
Absolutely.
So let's talk to Tyler now. And hello, Tyler. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks for coming in. Deja vu coming in, I'm sure.
Every time I drive here, I'm like, oh, well, that was the time I would normally drive in here.
So let's tell our story, Tyler. We met here. You were doing what Jerry does as our producer.
Yep. Yeah. It was after the loss of the Ken Brown Garden Show.
Mm-hmm.
And your time got stretched to 2 hours. And it was actually my first real job out of college was working in radio. I did not study anything with radio in college. But just so happened to love it. And so I started working here. And when you got that second hour for a couple of years there, I produced one of them. And
yep.
We started our relationship there.
So tell us about your education and how you are in the trades just by mistake.
Yeah, so all through high school and everything, I went to a very nice high school. I love my high school, had a wonderful time. And
private high school.
Correct. And I'd always wanted to go to college, so it wasn't it wasn't like I was pushed to it. I always wanted to go to college. I love history. I love studying history. I had thoughts of possibly becoming a professor at some point. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to stay local. I'm going to stay in Buffalo. I'll go to UB. UB was great. After my undergraduate, I decided to go for my master's degree to see if I wanted to stay in that path. By the time that ended, I decided I no longer wanted that, so I became a job searcher, and I was lucky enough to have an internship here. And during my last semester of my master's program, and turned that into a job offer here. Tim Wenger offered me a position here, and that was very nice to, you know, just kind of launch into the workforce. But
so
knew it wasn't going to be a full career.
If you were to do it over again. What would you have done differently, number one? And number two, do you feel as though you were in some way misdirected in the form of education that you had?
Well, I guess I wouldn't say misdirected, but I would say that the option at all was never presented to me. So it took the discovery of that passion later on because I encountered it.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing that had ever crossed my mind. It's not like anybody was ever drilling into my head, college, college, college. It just made sense for me because that's what I wanted at the time. And
but don't you think it had something to do with where you went to high school, too?
Certainly. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to a college preparatory school, you are going to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most likely.
Right.
So, yes. And one of the things that even at a preparatory school level, it can still be discussed that if you are going to college for an education in a certain thing, it doesn't mean you necessarily have to abandon the thought of working in a specific trade.
And that brings up our next topic of discussion on this matter. On the live line is my son, Nick, who did exactly what you just said. Of course, he was fortunate. He had the opportunity to work in the field while he was going to school. So he learned that side of the business. And now with his business degree, he's helping run the business, as you know. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So tell us how you feel about that whole discussion point of, you know, Tyler was kind of in a track where he was encouraged to go to college, didn't really get exposed to the trades. You were exposed to the trades at a very young age.
Yes. I'll preface the conversation with the fact that I'm in the car with my children right now. So if you hear crying or monkey noises, that's my kid.
So, say hi, Papa.
Frank, you want to say hi to Papa? So, kind of similar to Tyler, I always knew I was going to go to college, but I had the fortunate understanding that I was going to also learn the trade. So I always tell people that I had two degrees. One was the School of Hard Knocks, one was a business degree from Canisius, which served me well knowing that my future was the business. So I kind of knew exactly the route I was going to go as a kid. And what I did was, through college, I worked Tuesdays and Thursdays at the business building additions as a carpenter. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I went to school. I went to school all day and night classes so that I could have that schedule of Tuesdays and Thursdays off. So it worked out well for me, and I learned the value of learning a skill that is working with your hands, and it served me to this day. I think, I don't know if Tyler mentioned this, but even with my own home, you know, just last year I built my own house, and I did a lot of the work myself, which, you know, helps you save a ton of money that way.
That's right. The sweat equity of that. You did a great job, too, and Tyler was there to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm really proud of how well you've done with that, Nick, and I know you got to get going with the kids, so we'll let you go, but thanks for checking in, and we couldn't do this show without hearing that story.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
See you, Nick.
Okay. So Nick, he felt as though he was directed in the path which he was able to be exposed to the trades and then get the college degree. My story is a little bit different. Okay, I grew up with the business and hated it, absolutely hated it, because my father's work ethic was that if you didn't go home tired, angry, and exhausted and starving, then you didn't work that day. You know, so his mindset was you had to work with your back in order to feel as though you really worked that day. And I felt that you really needed to work more with your mind. So we had, you know, this cultural clash all my growing up. And, you know, after college, when I took the LSATs to get into law school, I fell on my face because I never did well on standardized tests, unlike both of you. So I didn't have that plan B other than the business. And I knew it was always there as a fail-safe, but it really wasn't my passion. And from 1978, which is the date I'm talking about, till today, I've made the business into more of what I am as opposed to what my father was. Always remembering and respecting, you know, where I came from, of course. And it's really kind of changed my life that I know that I was able to do that. And it was able to be a focus that I put on the business as opposed to, you know, what I was told had to be the way the business was run. So a little bit different story for me than for Nick and his brother Phil, same thing. But Tyler, we didn't finish your story. And that is you had the degree, you were working here part-time, and then we met. Mm-hmm. And tell the story of what happened then.
I was working doing commercial construction with a friend of mine, and was doing that, and just decided, you know, Dominic had offered me, he's like, well, why don't you come work for me? And I said, no, I want to keep working with my friend. And then he asked me again, and I said, no, I want to keep working with my friend. And then he asked 36 more times, and I decided to take him up on the offer. And it was very nice. I started off driving the old beat-up dump truck picking up garbage, which was enlightening. And then very soon after, it was paired with a couple wonderful guys that still work for the company and went out of their way to teach me everything they knew because they knew I wanted to learn. And that's invaluable in itself, mm-hmm. just the ability that guys want to teach because they have knowledge, and it's not showing off. It's not doing anything else except I want somebody else to know what I know.
Mentoring. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. And then, you know, it progressed from there, from being a helper to being you know, given small jobs to do on my own to within a year and a half, almost 2 years, being a foreman and then running quite large jobs on my own.
And then you shocked me to no end when you came to me and said,
I want to work in sales. And I was already selling with Nick, who's not on the line anymore. I was selling sunrooms in our Better Living division. And, you know, a position became needed in the office. Our company was growing, and there was a need to run more leads. And I said, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing, no business degree, no sales training, anything like that. But I know the industry. I love it. And I love designing, and I like being able to create things for people that they can't even imagine or do on their own.
There you go.
And whether it's producing it physically with my hands or designing it, it's the same level of satisfaction.
So there you go. That's the point of discussion today, is career paths by happenstance or by design. We've got two stories in studio here, one by design, one by happenstance. And how do you feel about that in terms of how children should be encouraged and directed? 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call on your comments on this important subject. We have help wanted signs hanging out, as I said, and very few people, if any, apply. And we look for people, frankly, like Tyler, that come to work with a good attitude and are willing and eager to learn. And we will teach them how to do. And the programs that John's involved with as well, teaching people the trades. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEM. And our Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board available too at 803-0930. During the week, you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Kachina custom kitchen cabinet line, Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division. Pay us a brick and mortar visit as well, stopping into our Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. Oh, by the way, cooking classes are starting too in December. We're excited about that. Jerry Clemente, our resident chef from Cipollina's restaurant. More on that in the weeks ahead. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to the village of Hamburg and say good morning to the branch manager there in the village, Chris Horbaz. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Dominic. Good morning from the village of Hamburg Lakeshore.
Did you always know you wanted to be a banker?
That's a great question. I don't think I always wanted to be a banker. I just wanted to help people. I wanted to serve the community.
There you go. And you're doing that at Lakeshore Savings Bank, 130 years of putting people first. Lakeshore Savings Bank, everybody that listens to this program knows we send all of our customers to Lakeshore for the unbelievable home equity line of credit, which is at 2.5% with no cost whatsoever, no application fee, no appraisal fee, no closing costs. The bank absorbs all that. All you pay is the 2.5% fixed for 12 months. Great product there, Chris.
Our home equity is one of the most competitive home equities out there. We're ready to help you with all your home renovations and your winter projects.
There you go. And to mention also that the mortgage rates are hanging low still.
So the mortgage rates are still as low as 2.25. The 30-year is creeping up slightly.
Okay. So take advantage of that now by checking with Lakeshore Savings Bank. Another way to use your equity is to do a cash-out refi, where the value of your home then, less the value of what you owe, is a cash-out that you can use for your home equity. It's another way to use your home equity without having a loan.
Absolutely. And if you have a less flexible budget, it could lower your monthly payments.
There you go. So check out Lakeshore Savings Bank for cash out refi or home equity lines of credit. And the phone number there at the Hamburg branch, Chris, is?
You can reach me at 716-646-9480.
One more time.
646-9480.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. putting people first.
Hey, it's Bowerly. You ever notice how the trees just seem to know it's time to get rid of what they're not using in the fall? Take a lesson from trees. When it's got to go, call Craigco. Craigco Dumpster Rental. They can help you pick the right size dumpster for any household project, remodeling, landscaping, roof replacement, or basement cleanout, no matter what. No matter what you have that you don't need, Craigco can help you get rid of it. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours. Call Craigco, 791-4055. 791-4055. When it's got to go, call Craigco. Hey, it's Bowerly. Since 19-something, the very particular people at John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating have been my go-to for all of the home comfort needs in my place. Having heating or cooling issues, no matter the make or model, John Locke can help. Often, older heating and cooling systems need a tune-up or possibly replacement. A new Lennox high-efficiency natural gas furnace and AC system can make your home more fuel-efficient, creating energy savings. Plus, natural gas is your best energy value. For your heating and cooling needs, call John Locke, 894-6000.
It's time to think about a new furnace for the upcoming cold season. And if your rusty old furnace is giving you troubles, my friend Scott Murray, the president of Reimer Home Services, can help save you a ton of money with this offer. Call Reimer, ask about their cool cash offer on a brand new Carrier heating system. Because right now you can get up to $1,650 in rebates on a Carrier system. Or get up to 72 months interest-free. Pretty cool, huh? Again, that's up to $1,650 in rebates or up to 72 months with no interest when you invest in a new Carrier heating system. And you can actually lower your utility bills up to 30% with a brand new furnace. Do not get stuck in the cold with a broken down furnace this season. Call Reimer. Ask how you can get cool cash from Carrier right now. Up to $1,650 rebate or 72 months interest free on a new Carrier system. Call Reimer, 694-8524, 694-8524.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. You know, you can close your windows and shut your doors, but when cold weather starts creeping in from your roof, well, there's only one way to fix it. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, if you've got a leak or if your roof just doesn't look like it's going to hold up to the upcoming wintertime, call Ava. When you call Ava, you'll get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. AvaRoofing.com. You can go there and select a day, time, and type of quote you'd like. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner. This is Hammer Time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. Special topic today is career in the trades and how people ended up being in the trades, whether by plan or by happenstance. 803-0930. We'd love to hear your comments on this subject as we go to the island. We go to Clarence. We say hello to Richard. Good morning, Richard. You're on WBEN.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Going to vocational school when I was a teenager. Because I wasn't smart enough to go anywhere else.
There you go.
This saved my life,
mm-hmm.
Going to vocational school.
Yep.
I graduated a year later, drafted, 1966, and went into the Army. 3 days in the Army, when they started picking us up to go to the reception station, the sergeant was standing there, and I was really... really worried about Vietnam and Charlie and everything running around our heads. The guy said, well, here's your last chance, you can join. Went in and joined. Went in and asked the sergeant, what can you do for me? He said, well, we can give you a school. And he looked at and he said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, what can you do for me? He said, he looked at my test records. He said, oh, wow, you got the highest electrical score I ever saw.
Wow.
Ever saw. put me into a put me into school for 8 months in the service. By the time I got out of school in the service, I was already a corporal, and put me into a unit repairing nuclear weapons.
Wow! Wow! Hold on, Richard. We want to hear this story. Back to our important discussion in just a moment, but if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Satellite showroom, too, at the Come Home to Cortese showroom. Make sure you look at Basco and Flerco. Great products, all on display. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-939-1441. That's 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
Are you looking to mark your property line and improve the look of your home? Do you have a family pet who likes to run? Now is the time to protect your family and pets with a virtually maintenance-free fence from the Vinyl Outlet. We have stocked up to save you more. Don't wait to lock in 2021 prices. Save 30% and receive special financing. Call our team today to set up your free estimate. Hurry and save money on a new vinyl fence before it's too late. 675-0800 or thevinyloutlet.com.
Transform your home. Hi, it's David Bellavia. If you're a veteran who's been denied disability benefits, there's an attorney who fights for the veterans who fought for us.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Hiller. Don't take no for an answer from the VA. We'll fight every step of the way to get you the benefits you deserve.
Get a free consultation when you call the Law Offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990, online at kennethhiller.com, 6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We're living in what the Bible refers to as perilous times, a time marked by those who are lovers of their own selves, covetous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, and despisers of those that are good. For many, the confusion accompanying this time has led to despair. But there is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. He is the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again triumphantly 3 days later. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How about you? By faith you can reach up to him who with nail-pierced hands reaches down to you. Jesus said you must be born again. Are you?
Visit BibleBBC.com. That's BibleBBC.com.
We are so proud here at Hammer Time Radio of our Hammer Time partners, including my friends at Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Cheektowaga. Their address is 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga. What you'll find at Big L is the Marvin Window and Therma-True door lines. They're all on display in their brand new showroom. Stop in and tell them that I sent you in, and they'll show you around. And, of course, they'll treat you extra special nice. And if you run into Bill Horbit Sr., ask him, Bill, what is your philosophy in business? He's bound to shrug his shoulders and say, just do the right thing. And that's what it's all about at Big L, doing the right thing with their total trust guarantee. That means if you ever have a problem, they'll take care of you. Stop in today, 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga. Check out the Marvin Windows and Therma-True Doors, 895-8484. That's the phone. BigLWindows.com is the website. Big L Windows and Doors, proud to be a Hammer Time partner. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go.
10:37 is the time on WBEN, our important discussion on the trades this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. And where we left off was Richard and Clarence was talking about signing up for the service. And you were saying that you got into, what is it? You were mentioning that your training directed you into what?
Into nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons, right. So tell us the connection to trade school.
Because when I went in to join up, had a very high electrical score.
Okay, there you go.
And they put me into nuclear weapons, which kept me out of Vietnam.
So what did you end up doing in a career?
Well, I repaired nuclear weapons when I came out. I worked for General Telephone Laboratories Think Tank, repairing lasers that were just on a bench and repairing the power supplies that ran the lasers.
So we have another person that fell into a career as opposed to having a plan.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your story, Richard. Thanks for holding on, too. All right. Let's move on to the island of Grand and say hello to Steve. Good morning, Steve. You're next.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Why are you short people? Is it merely a fact that people are retiring, or you think there's just a bunch of people living off the government?
Well, I think if I was to try to figure what's going on right now, my guess is that in our industry, a lot of skilled people have fallen off the radar. And they're doing it by design because of all the circumstances of what COVID did to our society in putting fear in the workplace. So they fell off the radar. They're working under the table. And they're getting paid cash, and they may still be collecting, I don't know. But that's a theory I have, because it's really kind of truly amazing to see that we advertise for the openings we have and we don't get applicants. And furthermore, this is even a bigger mystery. We will have people call that they want to come in for an interview. We get all excited about that. And then we wait around for them to show up, and they don't. And I swear to God, it's 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 do not show up. My theory on that is that they're probably fulfilling the requirement for unemployment in applying for jobs. So now we got smart to that, and we started telling them that we are obligated to report no-shows to the Department of Labor.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of, ruminating out loud as to what might be going on. Tyler, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think, too, that we've reached a point, and I think a lot of industries have this, where you have, the older crop going out and a lack of a newer crop coming in.
True, true.
The average age of a remodeling carpenter, I would assume, is quite high now compared to what it was 10 years ago.
Which brings up the importance of programs like SACRA and also the importance of programs like Harkness and all of the trade schools that are in the BOCES program that are encouraging people to develop their ability in the trades. However, as the earlier caller said, he had grown up with the perception that he wasn't smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the people that end up in the BOCES programs are. in their mindset. They think they're not worthy. They don't think they're smart enough. Now, SACRA, thank God, is a program that helps retrain people. So give us a little background about that.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I somewhat disagree on people collecting unemployment and staying home and all of that because of that. Because if you run the numbers, once the federal extensions ran out, mm-hmm. you know, if you were making $300 a week, you're getting $150 a week in unemployment. So I'm not sure I really agree with that as much. Mm-hmm. I think that the labor shortage in the trades comes down to the whole topic of this show today, is that we're not encouraging our young people to get into the trades.
True.
Because we're still of the mindset that a college degree is the ticket to a good life.
Right.
And that was true. When I look back, I'm older, I was born in 1960, so when I look back on my childhood and my life, there was a time when, in the 60s, 70s, even into the early 80s, when a college degree was the ticket to a good life.
True.
But then colleges became so expensive, the government changed the student loan program. It used to be, when I took out my student loans, the interest rate was less than prime. Now it's ridiculous.
What are you paying, Tyler?
That is, what, 6.5%?
6.5.
That high?
Yep. Yeah.
You can't refinance that?
Could. You can with consolidation, and you'd have to go through a different company. So, I mean, there's, if you could see half of the mail that gets delivered to my house, it would be for, let us consolidate your federal loans into this monthly mm-hmm. payment.
Do you want to share what your balance is right now?
Yeah, it's somewhere around 90,000.
Just amazing.
And yeah. That's the point. When I was in college in 1983, 84, interest rates were 12, 14, 15%.
Right.
My student loans were at 8%.
Wow.
So that's one of the big differences.
So we're going to run out of time before we get a chance here to get everything in, but talk about SACRA real quick.
Well, SACRA is a program run by Assembly House 150, and it is a training program for people who want to get into the trades. It's a 12-week, very intense, hands-on, 40-hour-a-week program. I volunteer one day a week over there, and the program is not just your typical building trades program. The students spend time learning how to do drawings, learning how to read blueprints, and it's very hands-on. The first thing they do when they come in is they draw and make a push stick for the table saw. Then the next project is we have boxes of old hand tools, planes, measuring instruments, things like that, and they design and build a display box for that tool. And I got to tell you, some of them are so creative with this that it's incredible. And then they move on to just building, learning different things so that in the end, when they graduate, they are ready to start into the trades.
Mm-hmm. And the whole philosophy there is really learning what it means to measure twice and cut once.
Yes.
It's a thought process, and it's a discipline that they learn.
Right. It's absolutely a discipline.
One real quick question. This Northland place that they're got going in the city of Buffalo,
uh-huh.
have you had any experience with that?
No carpentry programs there.
I see.
Yeah. It's all mechanics and HVAC, mm-hmm. Welding, I believe. There's no carpentry.
Really?
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of carpentry programs.
Thank God for the BOCES programs, as I mentioned, Harkness, Potter Road, exceptional carpentry programs. I go to speak to those students all the time, and I am met with forlorn faces of students that are there because they don't fit into mainstream schools. And therein lies the problem. These people could very well want to be there if they were encouraged or told that there's worthiness to this kind of we're going to get into that a little bit about the worthiness of our profession as far as income. But that's the problem. They are there because they don't fit into mainstream.
It's a dumping ground. BOCES is a dumping ground.
Exactly.
We dump our problem students in BOCES and expect them to do something with their lives.
803-0930. Pick up the phone and share your comments on this important topic. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Cortes, your man for home and food. Having your ductwork clean as we walk into the heating season is important, and the patented column duct cleaning system is the only way to definitively do that. They'll come in with their equipment. The column duct head is designed to blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork with the compressor powering it, and with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out, leaving you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Hello, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, very interesting. I just heard the last few minutes, and, you know, it reminds me that we're blessed because we have, probably a dozen to 18 technicians that have been with us for a couple of decades.
That's amazing.
That's hard to find.
Yep.
We've recently had some guys go to, you know, like join a union or whatever in a trade, in a different trade, and they come back. You know, it's like anytime you're going to have a generational business, you got to do all the right things, and that means treating your internal customers, which are our team, that actually go out there and make it so you can breathe easier when you do a thorough duct cleaning versus the partial duct cleaning with, you know, that's what the best equipment out there only cleans 40 to 50% of the stuff out of your ductwork, and what you described with the column system, of course, gets 95% out, so that's why, hey, right now you can still, there's a few days before Christmas to book, so we're out a little bit there.
So what is the extra special Hammer Time discount for today?
All right, well, we still have some rain and moisture coming in, so we have the April air high-capacity dehumidifiers that are $250 off, okay? We have the portable medical-grade air purifiers, which are $300 off. And then, of course, we have the whole house medical-grade air purifiers that are $500 off. So that's the product lineup. And with duct cleaning, we still have the all-inclusive special. If you combine dryer vent cleaning, you will get anywhere between $75 and $125 off your duct cleaning, and that it depends on the size of your house. But the important thing is you want to call today before 3:30. I can get you on the schedule, and if you have respiratory issues, allergies, sinus, asthma, anything like that, or worse, COPD, or people need our service if they're, or the medical grade air purifier if they're battling cancer and have a compromised immune system, and we can put you on a move up list.
683-3000, that's the number to call. Got IAP? Get it today.
Actual clients.
I didn't know how much I'd get for my case. My attorneys now at the Barnes Firm got me $2 million.
After my truck accident, my attorney from the Barnes Firm got me $1.4 million.
I'm Rich Barnes. How much is your case worth? You might be surprised. Call our Buffalo office now and let us help you get the best result possible.
The Barnes Firm. Injury attorneys call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
AAA members value time and convenience. That's why AAA makes it easy to request roadside assistance at your fingertips with the AAA mobile app. You can also request help from AAA through any web browser with AAA Digital Roadside Request. Both options let you track your AAA service vehicle live while keeping your phone line clear. Download AAA Mobile at AAA.com/mobile or use Digital Roadside Request at AAA.com/roadside.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If you spent the summer filling the garage with all the stuff you don't know what to do with, I want to remind you that pretty soon you're going to need that space for your car. If it's got to go, call Craigco. Craigco Dumpster Rentals. They can help you pick the right size dumpster to unload all that garbage that's been piling up in your garage for its intended purpose. This winter, don't hold on to junk. Now's the time to let it go. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours by calling Craigco, 791-4055. 791-4055. When it's got to go, call Craigco. Hey, it's Bowerly. Since 19-something, the very particular people at John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating have been my go-to for all of the home comfort needs in my place. Having heating or cooling issues, no matter the make or model, John Locke can help. Often, older heating and cooling systems need a tune-up or possibly replacement. A new Lennox high-efficiency natural gas furnace and AC system can make your home more fuel-efficient, creating energy savings. Plus, natural gas is your best energy value. For your heating and cooling needs, call John Locke 894-6400.
Make the switch to new country on the all-new 107.7 and 104.7 The Wolf.
If it's meant to be,
it'll be. Come on and howl with us. You know you want to. Every little 60 in a row, every hour. The most new country is here.
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Make the switch to the all-new 107.7 and 104.7. The Wolf.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. New garage door? Yeah. Garage door repair? Absolutely. How about an epoxy floor like I have? Just love it. Easy to take care of. It washes right down. It looks like a new car showroom. They have a special process of grinding your floor down before they apply the epoxy, which is really the key to their success in offering you a 15-year guarantee in the process. Also available at Gorilla Garage Gear is storage equipment for your garage, cabinetry, slat walls. Organize your garage. It's the primary entry point of your home, and you want it to be good-looking. And if you call them today, you'll get discounts as well, and you'll get $200 off the epoxy floor and more if you combine it with other services. 715-6927 is the number. 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
10:52 is the time on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you. A special show on the trades. Tyler Samer, who works for us at Cortese Construction, and John Hulley, who has his own business. You basically focus on what now, John?
Custom high-end furniture.
Okay. All right. And a texter writes, each industry has its own challenge. Media consistently saying people do not want to work just chips away at people who have been diligently searching and have not been through the pandemic or have been throughout the pandemic. Yes, people received unemployment, but some folks weren't even whole with the enhanced benefit. My husband was out of a chief operations job since COVID. Yes, fast food jobs are trades are big. But if you are in your 50s, that's not an option to be physically, it's cut off. Anyway, we get the point, right? Another texter, Dominic, 30-year educator, principal of an academic high school, retired. I could not get my guidance people out of the mindset of college for all. I would assess what teachers the students loved, and recruited said teachers to develop projects based learning for kids to explore hands-on learning, vocational education. There's an administrator who's tuned into reality.
Mm-hmm.
So before the show ends, we should talk about one of our motivations in doing the show today is to get that message across that the trades are a worthy profession. And in fact, Tyler, you can actually do quite well income-wise.
Yeah, I mean, that there's a misconception that you have to work in, work for a union to make good money. And there's nothing wrong with working for a union. But you have the ability, if you want to have a career as a carpenter, what you can make is dependent on how hard you try and mm-hmm. how much you're willing to learn.
There you go.
There's no... Yes, I mean, everything in theory has a cap to it, but there is no limit to how far you can go depending on how hard you want to work.
Right.
And there's very few industries like that. You can be the best at something that you do if you have, if you're an insurance underwriter or something, let's say. You can be the best. You can be the absolute best. But there's a cap.
You're
going to hit a wall.
Yeah.
There's no limit to how much your skills can increase. There's no limit to the things that you can develop, the different aspects of a job. Not only that, you can then use those skills in your own life, not just in your work life.
No.
And that is, I mean, in a way...
Fix your stuff at your own house.
Exactly. And that's invaluable.
So we have openings, of course, as we've said throughout the program, and entry level for us is anywhere between $15 to $18, depending on the skill set that you come with. If you have no skills and you just have a good attitude and you want to show up to work every day, being ready, willing, and able to work, it's $15 an hour. If you have some skills, we'll start you even at a higher rate than that. And Tyler, we can pay up to $30 an hour.
Right. And the nice thing, too, is that it's not just you get, okay, we're going to start you at this, and then you leave that person.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 90-day review. You have a yearly review.
Right.
Every time we're going over, based on, words of the project managers, like, oh, this guy's really good. We really need to keep him. We should pay this guy more.
And encourage that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we do, because we want to pay people more money. because if we're paying them more money, that means they're worth it.
And going home feeling fulfilled and that you worked hard that day, but you created a vision.
Yeah, exactly. And upon the working hard point, I always joke that working in the field as a foreman for Cortez was the easiest job I ever had. Everything is brought to you.
Because you're using
everything
your mind.
Is delivered to you.
You're using your mind more than your body.
Exactly. The physical grunt work aspect of it, that's not really what we're about. Mm-hmm. We're about making something beautiful. And the way that everything is planned, the way that everything is staged, you don't have to run to the store. Things are brought to you. You don't have to worry about dealing with questions of, wait, what are we doing with this? Because everything's laid out before you start the job.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the job is before you start it.
We try to be organized, right?
Very much so. And that's a big difference. And you don't have anything to take home with you.
That's right.
Except
being fulfilled.
That's right.
One thing I did want to interject is that we kind of touched on the expense of college and the fact that people may or may not really gain from it. But in my lifetime, I've seen the wage scale for the trades increase dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure.
You know, going into the trades these days, it's not just not having the college debt. It's also the fact that you can come out of a trade school and start at a much higher rate.
And no debt.
And no debt.
Exactly.
And advance very quickly if you are determined and interested and eager.
Here's an interesting fact that I have observed. As I mentioned, I go into the vocational schools and speak about careers with our company. The administrators at the vocational level are all enthused about what they're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
And they're really passionate about it. Why does that not translate into the students and then into the career path that they would take? As I mentioned, I get the opposite reaction when I speak to the students. I get this reaction that they're only there because they don't fit in. And, you know, a texter writes, the stigma is still there for vocational education.
Yes, it is.
It's so true, isn't it?
It always was. And I don't understand why these days, especially with the fact that you can make a very good living.
That's exactly right. Another texter writes, teachers can change lives only if they believe that there is a world in the trades. Again, well said. I don't know how we could better say it than that it does start with really parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Encouraging a young person to develop an inner skill that they may not know
absolutely.
They have. And then, of course, it's followed by teachers who might recognize and diagnose that a person may be better directed a different path than the mass congregation. And then administrators who realize that, yeah, not everybody is made to go to college. And then people who do go to college and then end up coming out of it with college debt saying, what did I just go through here?
And a lot of that is, you know, a lot of that is I've been lucky enough to be able to follow my passions. I've been able, and my passion is working with my hands and designing things. And I was able to fall into that. It's a lot of the times it's being able to, and being willing to make that leap and to make that jump.
So, you know, when you say, would you do it over again differently? Maybe not so much so, but maybe not having the debt you have would have been a big goal.
It would be a great thing not to have that, absolutely.
Exactly. Well, you're whittling away at it, and we're
working on it.
Glad you're working hard at it. John, thank you so much for
thank
all your
you.
Wisdom and,
nice meeting you, John.
And for your volunteering at SACRA, a great program. You
it
give
is.
My best to Dennis, and
I
we're looking to
will.
Have him back on the show, too. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.